Okay, Sunday morning, 8:27:23. This is another Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is Pandora's Box. Mentioned it in the other teaching. I have a lot more word from the Lord about it. Few scriptures, not many. All right, y'all, I'll wait till you finish writing because I want y'all to hear me. The Lord speaking here. I called Satan the father of lies. I said that there was no truth in him. So when he brings his junk to you, you know there's no truth in him. As the god of this world system, he has filled this world with a false narrative. Never forget that all the news stems from his false narratives. All these narratives, though subtle, are false. You could say that in Genesis 3 is when the Pandora's box was opened. It was the moment that my word was not heeded and the serpent's false narrative was. This started it all. It is called the fall. The fall from my plans and purposes for the earth and my man. This is what you are witnessing today. Satan's false narrative has filled the whole earth. I said that the earth will be filled with my glory as the waters cover the sea, and you are living in a time and an hour when this is starting to occur. I said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. The only truth is the Word of God, for by it the worlds were framed. It is on this rock that I built my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I said that you would know the truth, and the truth would make you free. My word has not changed just because Satan has flooded the earth with his fake narrative. Satan has attempted to flood the earth with his word instead of mine. So, is it any wonder that a lot of the false narratives are about the invalidity of my word? Satan's agenda is to divide and conquer. My word is so powerful that even the demons believe and tremble. Don't despair, for I've already overcome him, whipped him at his own game, and he is headed to the pit. When Satan is bound in the pit, Pandora's box, everything in it will be contained back in it. In other words, the pit's like the box. There will no longer be any false narratives, for the father of lies, lines of communication would have been severed. This is why I've said in my word that in that day all will know the Lord. For all will know the truth, for there will be no more lies. Think about that. No more lies. The truth will no longer be blocked. The heaven will be open. All this junk, gone, strongholds, principalities, powers. No more demonic strongholds intercepting all my goodness from my people. God didn't change in Genesis chapter 3. God didn't change. His earth was still the same. And man lived under an open heaven. What happened? The devil showed up. Man listened to the devil and Satan built his strongholds that prevented heaven from coming to earth, just like in Daniel's day. Took 3 weeks for the angel to get through. This is Satan building up all his junk. After 1,000 years of this, Satan will be loosed for a season, and then the lies will again begin to infiltrate the earth. I once again will contain him in the lake of fire, and it will be forever. Those who are Christians and have embraced these false narratives have been enticed away from the truth by the evil one. Now listen to this real careful. They have forgotten that my word is the truth, and it is the standard that everything else is compared to and not the other way around. In other words, they think it's just a book, but it is not. It's the holy word of God, written by the Spirit of God. This isn't just a book, so you can't mess with it like you can just a regular book. These false narratives question the validity of my word. I say this is where they are missing it and misleading many people. These are the ones that have left their first love. They are holding up the false narratives and questioning my word. Now you can see how they were able to be enticed. If it does not line up with my word, run from it. John 10, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. And anyway, when you have a question, ask me about it and I will show you the truth. So many base their conclusions on experiences they have had and not me. In other words, some sensational thing that happened to them, they'll base it on that instead of going to God and asking him, what's up with this, Lord? Enticed to the dark side by what they have seen. Pray for them so that perhaps they may be snatched out of the fire. A good way to stay on track is to stay with the peace inside. This peace will pass all understanding. As you've come to me over the years about certain issues, I have showed you in my word the truth of the matter. I will uphold all things by the word of my power. Beware of those that say that my word is incomplete or that my word is out of date. For them to say this is for them to say they cannot trust me. Jesus is the word. This is Hebrews 6, 4 through 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, they have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. As the enemy goes back into containment forever, my word will reign, and there will be no more lies, sickness, death, destruction, or doubt. This is why I can say to you that the best is yet to come. Those that say they know me that are having experiences that do not line up with my word have a door open for this deception to occur. They're doing something to open the door to the enemy. All right, let's go to Galatians right quick. Chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ and unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it by, but the revelation of Jesus Christ. I said I would shorten the days because I know how strong this influence is. Stay with my word. Right here, James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Somewhere along the line, these people have compromised. I don't know if maybe I'm not going to call any names. I don't want to say anything like that against anybody, but there could be certain practices that they do that open them up. Because I know if they're seeing spaceships and aliens and stuff like that, they have stepped into that dimension. And they have had to open a door to step into that dimension. Okay.